Always a pleasure to have RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard as our guest on America's Hot Barn Report. Now, Bill started his career as a South Dakota rancher, but now represents cattlemen and women across the USA on a variety of issues, including mandatory country of origin labeling on meat and the current crisis concerning mandatory electronic ear tags in cattle. One good mandatory, one bad mandatory. First of all, even though you have a political science degree, Bill, will you be glad when election day is over like the rest of us?
I will be, but I'm afraid we're going to have to wait till long after to find out the results of some of these races.
Now, today is also an important day for ranchers, feedlot owners, and sale barns. Tell us, please, where we're at and where are we going with the EID? I'll shut up and leave you to it.
Well, beginning tomorrow, November 5th, the law requires adult cattle shipped across state lines, 18 months of age or older, will have to bear a radio frequency identification ear tag or electronic identification ear tag. This is a law that has gone into effect as a result of a rulemaking that USDA did to exclusively require the use of the radio frequency identification tag. We have filed a lawsuit against that rule. We allege that the rule is unlawful because the U.S. Department of Agriculture has overreached its statutory limitations by imposing this mandate on producers. The mandate is very costly. It's expected to cost the industry of over $26 million.
Wow.
And yet the government has only allocated $50 million. So already we have states like in North Dakota and South Dakota and elsewhere where they've run out of tags. And so now the burden is going to be right on the producer to have to purchase these tags. And in order to purchase the tags, they have to register their premises. And we believe that this is entirely unlawful. And so we filed a lawsuit to stop it. However, it's not going to stop the November 5th effective date. In recognition of that, we are submitting a letter, a petition to the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking it to voluntarily delay the effective date of this law pending the outcome of our lawsuit. Producers just need to be aware that if they're shipping adult cattle across state lines, the law requires them to affix an RFID ear tag in that animal's ear. So we're going to do everything possible to get this law overturned.
Absolutely. How does the average person, rancher, feedlot owner get involved?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website at r-calfusa.com, or they can call us at 406-252-2516. Of course, their membership is going to help strengthen our voice, and we're going to keep at it until we get this law overturned.
I hope so. Bill Bullard, as always, thanks for all you do for the cattle industry in America.
Thank you very much.
This breaking beef news brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.